Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Okay, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman and Dr. Ray Pritchard. Ray's joining us from Dallas and co-host on Tuesdays and Thursdays that he's available. Any more? Are you done with your traveling for the year?
I am done. In the last 3 weeks, I've been to the Philippines, Chicago, and Florida, and all the big travel for the year is done. I'm very happy about that.
where were you in the Philippines?
I was south of Manila, about 2 hours south, at Word of Life Bible Institute, out in the jungle, the Filipino jungle. Wonderful time there. And by the way, Tim, while I was there, middle of the day in the Philippines, just so you'll know, I turned on the AFR app, and out there in the jungles of the Philippines, AFR came through loud and clear as if you guys were in the next room.
Wow.
Technology is pretty amazing.
That is absolutely amazing. Absolutely. Glad you've completed your year of traveling here. And for those who don't know, Ray travels the country and the world teaching the Bible to mostly to Christians.
Yes, and do a lot of training of young people studying for the ministry, who young people are going to be pastors and missionaries and so on. It's fun to help invest in the next generation.
What is your website for people who want to?
It's Keep Believing, all one word, keepbelieving.com. Surf on over and check us out.
Keepbelieving.com. Steve Jordahl has taken the place of Fred Jackson.
Good morning.
For this half hour, Steve is also from our news team here at American Family Radio on OneNewsNow.com. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning. Ray, did you have a chance to witness any of the ISIS fighters that are supposedly down there in the Philippines?
I didn't see them personally.
Okay.
But
well, that's good, probably.
Mindanao is the island of Mindanao, which is south of where I was. That's, that has been a hotbed of those ISIS-related guerrillas. And President Duterte, he has been cleaning out. He's been draining the swamp down there in that lower island. And I think he's been tough and it's been pretty successful.
I had a chance to go diving in the Philippines one time. Gorgeous. Boracay Island, if you ever are looking
for
a place
to dive.
Hey,
that's a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
Just
beautiful. So you're a scuba diver, are you, Steve?
I was at one point. I haven't been in a while since. I lived in Colorado and now in Louisiana or Mississippi. There's not a whole lot of places to go. Diving around.
But what's the most interesting dive you've ever had or most beautiful place you've ever seen?
Well, Boracay Island would probably be there. I did some diving in the Keys here. I took my license. I got certified in Monterey Bay and sat amid the kelp forests watching the seals dart around me as I was getting my certification. It's really cool. It's a very nifty hobby.
Where is this?
In the Monterey Bay.
Oh, Monterey Bay, Jamaica.
No, Monterey Bay, California.
California,
yeah.
Where
yeah.
I took, where Montego I got certified.
Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Carmel and all in there.
I'm thinking Montego Bay.
Right.
Anyway. So you snorkel, you deep sea dive out in.
Scuba.
Okay, scuba dive out in California, Monterey Bay. Okay.
Yeah, it's cold there.
You have to wear a suit.
It's a wetsuit. Yeah. So.
All right. Not a dry suit.
There is a dry suit. But that's for different. You know,
what's a dry suit for?
A dry suit is for extremely cold dives where you don't want. What a wetsuit does is it lets a little bit of water through, and then it traps that water between your body and the rubber, and it warms the water up enough that it keeps you warm.
Okay.
A dry suit would be water. It would be waterproof. You wouldn't get any. And if you're in a very cold situation, it's like wearing a leather jacket, basically, underwater.
I wore a wetsuit snow skiing in late November one time. Not snow skiing, water skiing. I didn't. Why are you laughing?
Because you said snow skiing.
I didn't mean snow skiing.
I was visioning you going down the slopes.
Yeah, that is funny.
In your tight suit.
I misspoke. I meant water skiing.
Yeah,
I went water skiing on the Tennessee River and late November one time with a wetsuit on. And so I don't know what that means in the great meaning of life, but I did that once. Twice I did that.
Was it cold? Were you shivering?
No, not really, because that kept you warm.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that kept you warm. All right, Steve, what's happening in the world of news today that we need to talk about?
The FBI has called the Senate Judiciary Committee, one of the Senate committees, and asked if they can have, please, the documents that the Senate got when they were investigating Planned Parenthood for selling unborn baby body parts. So it looks like the FBI is starting an investigation or is getting in the middle of an investigation into Planned Parenthood and the sale, illegal profit from those baby body parts, which is might bring a modicum of justice to that. Mm-hmm. David DeLeiden, as you may know from the Center for Medical Progress, did a whole lot of undercover work taking cameras in and exposing this. Much of what he gathered with those cameras was you couldn't understand it because of all the noise around it. It was a concealed camera, or it was just too plain graphic to play here. But he did have a conversation with a lady that used to work for STEM Express. This lady's name is Holly O'Donnell, and she was a procurement technology for STEM Express from 2012 to 2013, and she was in charge of getting some of this material from Planned Parenthood. And this is what she had to say in a on-air legitimate. I mean, she knew she was talking, and so she was mic'd. This is Holly O'Donnell.
You guys got a special bonus structure.
Oh, definitely.
Based on the number and type of body parts that you could harvest.
Mm-hmm.
How did your pay structure work from STEM Express?
You get more money for tissues, like if you got a brain versus or liver versus like blood sample.
Mm-hmm.
There's different tissue categories, okay? There's category A, B, and C. So A is like brain, heart, lungs, liver.
The stuff that's really in high demand. The really high demand. Stuff.
We wanted more gestated fetuses. It was a lot easier to get these, and we could take more mm-hmm. from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's incentive for you to do your job better
mm-hmm.
when
if you're getting paid a bonus based on the number of
yeah. So body if you harvest. Really do your job and you know you get up to 11, 20 specimens, you know you're getting $20 per specimen. It's 1 to 10. You're doing just blood. You're getting $10 mm-hmm. per one blood draw.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get.
So the compensation of the procurement technicians from STEM Express sounds to me like it was getting increasingly built around how valuable of body parts can they harvest at Planned Parenthood for STEM Express corporate.
Exactly.
So that was an on-the-record interview. It wasn't an undercover?
No, that was an on-the-record wow. interview of a lady that used to work and used to procure these parts for STEM Express.
Wow.
That is gruesome. That's horrific. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Steve, what struck me is how matter of fact she was about it. She didn't seem bothered or horrified at all.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of searing of the conscience do you have to not only trade in body parts, but calmly discuss, well, you know, a brain, a liver, that's worth more than a blood sample. What sort of worldview produces that kind of thinking?
I tell you, it's a culture of death, and it might start with believing that abortion is okay, that you can kill an unborn,
mm-hmm.
but when you believe that, it's almost impossible to stop you from starting to believe that, well, if you are suffering at the end of life, maybe it's okay to take a life, and then maybe if you're part of society that you don't think your quality of life, someone that's disabled severely, their quality of life isn't that good, and it's just a very slippery slope that has been proven time and time again that when you start equivocating on the value of life at any one point, the rest of it goes, and you are enmeshed in a culture of death.
Well, I want to just reaffirm, Steve, you're saying this isn't one of those hidden videos. This is a video that she made, an interview she did on the record.
She sat down with David DeLeiden. She yeah. had quit her job, and maybe she quit because she just couldn't do it anymore. I mean, that's the like Abby Johnson, who was right. the Planned Parenthood lady that worked for Planned Parenthood and now is a pro-life activist. She was fine working for Planned Parenthood until she happened to sit down on an abortion one day, and then all of a sudden, the truth kind of hit.
Yeah, this is good to see that the FBI is actually looking into this. And I think that if the FBI does a full-fledged investigation into this with all the evidence, I don't know how they can close this investigation and no one be charged if it is, in fact, a crime to sell body parts.
It's a crime to profit from baby body parts or any body parts. You can donate them. A patient can donate their
for research,
just like someone could be a body part donor if they die in a car accident. They can.
So donate you're telling parts. Me, Steve, that when these women go, you hear the claims of the pro-choice groups, right? People say I'm pro-choice,
right?
You've heard that for decades now. I'm pro-choice, which that sounds so that's such an American ideal, right there. You like chocolate, I like vanilla. I'm pro-choice. I like Chevrolet, you like Ford. I'm pro-choice.
Right.
You like the mountains, I like the beach. We're pro-choice. Americans love that. I mean, that's a part of who we are. Mm-hmm. We like the freedom to choose things in our lives. Now, so that works on people's psyche and their emotions when you use that phraseology. But what you're telling me here is that pro-choice when it comes to abortion means an unborn baby has its limbs ripped off one by one, or it's either scalded to death with a saline solution.
In some forms of abortion.
Some forms of abortion, or it's sucked out of the mother's of the mother. Almost always, it would have to be a beating heart, would it not? Because you don't know when do you have a beating heart from a baby?
12 to 15 weeks, I believe.
Well, I think it's before that.
Maybe 10 weeks. Six.
Somewhere around.
My wife and I went at 10 weeks. And I could hear my son's heart.
Yeah, I think the heart is one of the first things to go. So a couple thoughts. Pro-choice is maybe pro-choice for everybody, but certainly not for the unborn child. And I would also argue that oftentimes it's not really a choice for the girl who's brought down by her boyfriend and told she has to have the abortion because he doesn't want to raise the child or whatever, and she's coerced into it. And that happens enough times that there's really little choice involved there. If they want to harvest parts for donation to something, they can't just go in and destroy the fetus. So in the baby, in that case, they have to go in, and they would have to carefully tear that poor child limb from limb in order to be able to save the body parts that they want. And
They have to kill it in such a way that they save the body parts.
One example cited by a Senate report, a firm said it paid $60 for an aborted baby from a Planned Parenthood clinic, then transferred the various parts for $2,200, including a brain for $325, two eyes for $650, and parts of a liver for $325. I mean, it's just...
barbarism.
It's
barbarism.
It is.
Well, I'm glad that the FBI is pursuing this because I thought at the time that Planned Parenthood would get away with this because this will go into some committee somewhere to research it. And it did. And Marsha Blackburn was the one who was in charge of that.
Yes, she was.
She did an excellent job with that committee, but she can't control whether anything's going to be done criminally, I don't think. But you know, you think that thing just sort of goes away, like so many other things that need scream out for justice. Mm-hmm. And the FBI now is saying, "Are we talking about the same thing? The same things that the videos that were shown a couple
absolutely."
Of years?
Okay. They came before the Senate opened a committee hearing, and then Senator Grassley last December referred Planned Parenthood and a couple other abortion providers to the FBI saying you need to open an investigation in this, and apparently they heeded that. You know, the FBI will not tell you that what they're investigating. That's a closed matter, but the fact
who's
that
the FBI
are,
director now?
Well, it would
Christopher
be...
Christopher Wray.
Yeah.
Christopher W-R-A-Y. He's been in there about a month or two.
Okay. So do we applaud him? for this?
Yes, I do. I do applaud him for this.
And Attorney General Sessions would probably be involved, right?
Yes. This is a
case where if Hillary Clinton had been elected, this never happens.
That's right.
Never happens.
That's right.
I've seen some good things coming from the new FBI director, but he's new on the job. To correct my statement, the baby's heartbeat begins around 6 weeks. Around 6 weeks, the baby's heartbeat begins, which, like you mentioned, you might not even know you're pregnant at 6 weeks. So often couples
hear. Well, it's fair to say that the majority of abortions. Well, I don't know this. I don't know the answer to this. I'm just speculating that the majority of abortions, when done, do end a beating heart.
Yeah.
Would that be?
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. So you have a beating heart that is
most abortions happen after 6 weeks.
Yeah, an abortion. My point in all this is to say this. It is, you know, if you want to say to me, Tim, I know what you're saying is true, medically, scientifically, biologically, that it is a unborn human being and a baby, a fetus, and it does potentially have feelings. It does stop a beating heart. It is tearing an unborn baby. If you want to say to me all that, but say still, I think the woman ought to have a right to do that to her unborn baby because it's a part of her body. If you want to say to me that, while that is horrible and that is barbarism with a capital B, I still can understand you, okay? If you follow me here, but the other side, they try to have it both ways. They don't want to admit to everything that is true about what abortion really does. They only want to hide behind the pro-choice argument, or I don't want to tell a woman what to do with her body. You see these euphemisms, these things, these play on words that people use so that they don't have to confront the reality of what it is. So when they say to us, keep your religion off my body, I just want to say we're not talking about our religion on your body. Our whole focus in the pro-life movement is because you're about to kill an innocent human being in a most horrific way, and we want to stop that from happening. And just because it's carried in your body or in the body of another woman does not make it right in any way to kill that baby. Mm-hmm. So it's not about imposing our religious views on you. It's about protecting that human life. And by the way, the crisis pregnancy centers around the country, which there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, are almost always run by Christians who care about the young lady who is pregnant. So they do extend care and help for the mother,
absolutely,
as well as the unborn child.
And there are, in addition to that, there are plenty of people who are pro-life but don't claim a religion. They just see the science of it and see that there's a life there and they value life. Their focus on the family, when I was working there, they did a great thing by sending sonogram machines out to different pro-life clinics. And we're able to just have a great effect on these women who come in just kind of scared. They don't know what to do. They're pregnant. They didn't plan it. And some of them are young girls. Some of them are older married women who just don't think they can afford another baby. And they do such a good job, these crisis pregnancy centers, of helping a woman see the value of life and then encouraging her to carry the baby to term and then adopting it out. If they really can't afford it, then there are hundreds of families that are waiting for a little child. Mm-hmm. It's really 9 months for the mother well spent nurturing a life and then giving a family who can't do it on their own a chance to raise a child. That's a hero to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Next story, Steve.
Well, Jeff Sessions is saying that he might consider appointing a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton and all her dealings. with the emails and the Uranium One and all that kind of stuff. So we might have a whole nother congressional investigation going on Capitol Hill. Whether or not you hear much about it from the press is a whole different story. But there certainly seems to be an awful lot to look into there, right, Walker?
Yes, that's correct. And some have suggested a special counsel for this. Personally, I don't think we need a special counsel, although my vindictive side of myself would say, yes, we need a special counsel because they did one for Trump. No, I think it's not a good idea to just willy-nilly issue special counsels. I think our FBI and our Justice Department should have enough integrity and confidence from the American public that they should be able to handle investigations like this that might include very powerful people, but you need to put someone in charge of it that is as objective as one can be.
I might push back a little bit on that, Walker, in the fact that we know the Justice Department and to some degree the FBI as one of the largest nests of deep state or pro-Obama or pro-progressive people that are kind of hooked into permanent jobs and continue to influence the way things go, which is why we have the whole Mueller investigation mess, because for some reason Sessions said he recused himself and then the machinery took over and we're able to get all of these pro-Clinton people appointed to this panel or these pro-Obama people or whatever, these anti-Trump people, appointed to this special investigation to look at Trump. So I'm not sure that I trust Sessions.
I would agree.
And Ray is good, but I'm not sure the rest of them.
I agree. There needs to be Rosenstein and Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Those two gentlemen would need to either have nothing to do with this or they would need to go before the FBI takes over an investigation like this, because they were involved with the Hillary Clinton Uranium One investigation where they essentially let everybody off the hook. One guy pled guilty and he was let off on bail.
Yeah.
We got 1 minute, Steve.
Hey, how about something from the Snowflake Files?
Hey, 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 Snowflake.
Snowflake.
My pretty little snowflake.
It seems that Keurig coffee makers sent out an email that said they wanted to stop advertising on the Sean Hannity show after Hannity kind of took Roy Moore's side, or at least was
on Friday.
And
Thursday or Friday,
and then
Friday, yeah.
And then people started smashing their Keurig coffee makers. They started smashing because they were upset with Keurig for saying they didn't want to advertise on Hannity. They later relented and said, "No, we're still advertising. We advertise on good and bad, on conservative and liberal shows." But I saw an interesting tweet from somebody who found a similar email from Volvo International saying they didn't want to be part of advertising on a show that was pro-Moore or conservative. And this one commentator says, "I was hoping they would keep that tweet up so we could see if people would burn their cars."
Oh, my word.
Well, we know Hannity has some loyal viewers.
Yep, he does.
Are you going to burn your Volvo? I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
Okay, we're out of time. Alistair Begg will be teaching the Word of God, the Bible, for the next half hour here on American Family Radio. You'll certainly enjoy and benefit from that. Then Janet Mefford and Brian Fisher and the rest of the day here on American Family Radio. Take care, everybody.
It's a good day at AFR.
Amen. See you next time.